Okay, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for joining me again today. Let me take a moment to do a very quick review of what we covered last week, since this week is a part two. This week will be, God willing, concluding the topic that we started last week. So the topic that we are looking at last week and this week are the additions to the Shemona Esrei during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, specifically not the, in a certain sense, more prominent addition or changes of HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, but the phrases, the sentences that are added to the Shemona Esrei in four different places. As was mentioned, the deeper dive into the meaning of these simple sounding expressions. And for those of you who were with us last week, more specifically, using these additions to the Shemona Esrei as an opportunity to look more carefully at the brachos in the Shemona Esrei in which they appear, to learn a little bit about their context and to understand why they were placed where they are. So to quickly review what we covered last week, which were three out of the four, from the simplest to the most complex. We covered the Sefer Chaim, the addition at the end of the Shemona Esrei, which is a very simple tefillah asking for various good things to happen during the course of the year for the Jewish people, and which fits very neatly into the last bracha of the Shemona Esrei. It's almost an echo of the last bracha of the Shemona Esrei. We also talked about Zachrinu L'Chaim, which asks Hashem to remember us and inscribe us for life during the Yomim Noraim season. And we talked a little bit last time about why that appears in the first bracha of the Shemona Esrei, where it doesn't seem to really belong. The first bracha of the Shemona Esrei describing as a central part of its theme, the good things that Hashem does for the Jewish people in the merit of our ancestors, and that provides us with an opportunity to say Zachreinu L'chaim. And then we spent a little bit longer last week looking at the Tefillah Micha Mocha Avarachamim Zachar Yitzurav L'chaim Barachamim, explaining that tefillah is actually not a bakasha, not a request, but like the others, but merely a description of the Ribono Shel Olam. And in that vein, we spent some significant amount of time talking about the nature of that second bracha of the Shemona Esrei and why this particular tefillah fits so perfectly into that context. One of the elements that we used to frame the discussion, and we're going to pick up with this now when we move on to the last one of Uchsov L'chaim Tovim, we framed this issue by looking at the question of for whom are we davening in each of these tefillos. We pointed out that in B'Sefer Chaim and in Zachreinu L'chaim, we are rather clearly davening for the Jewish people. And we talked about how in Micha Mocha Avarachamim, we are explicitly saying something not about the Jewish people in particular, but about humanity at large. Zocher Yitzurav, Hashem remembers his creations. And that is how we framed the issue. So with that in mind, we're going to turn now to the focus of this week's class, which is the fourth in our tour through these tefillos, but really in the Shemona Esrei, the third of these additions. The shortest one and the simplest one, if you look at it in isolation. But as we're going to see, when we look at it in context, there is an awful lot to think about and to talk about with regard to this tefillah. So let me put it on the screen. And now that I'm finished with my quick review, I'll start talking a little more slowly. For those who might not have been here last time, just again to mention that the document that you're looking at is simply the Shemona Esrei, nothing else, no bells or whistles. And so if you want to look at your own sitter, you're certainly welcome to do that. Okay, so what is this addition to the Shemona Esrei? Simply this very short line, Uchsov l'chayim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. We daven to Hashem to inscribe for a good life all of B'nei V'risecha. And again, to begin by looking at the question of for whom are we davening here? So once again, in this tefillah, the answer to that question is very explicit. We're asking Hashem to inscribe for a good life all of the children of your bris, of your covenant, B'nai Bris, obviously a reference once again to Am Yisrael, to the Jewish people. Okay, so this tefillah fits with the pattern of two out of the other three of Zachrinu L'Chaim and B'Sefer Chaim, which are clearly tefillos for the Jewish people, unlike Nichamocha, which was about humanity at large. Now, as we found when we looked at the context of the other tefillos, right, we found in those cases that the fact that we were davening for the Jewish people in the last bracha of Shmoneh Esrei and the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei was very fitting and in keeping with the explicit themes of those brachos. The fact that we were davening for humanity at large, fit perfectly in the theme of the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, where that tefillah appeared. However, when we start to look at this one, things start to get a little bit more complicated. And they get a little bit more complicated because if we look at this bracha at large, okay, this bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, we start to see, I think, that it's a little bit more difficult to answer the question of whom is this bracha about? Okay, so which bracha does Uchsov L'Chaim Tovim appear in? It appears in the bracha that we generally know as, based on the first word of the bracha of Modin, the bracha of what is called Hodah, of gratitude. Now, if we look through the bracha of Modim, which begins with Modim Anachnu Lach, and which ends with the bracha of Hatov Shimcha Ulechana Ela Hodos, and think about the question of, is the theme of this bracha about Klal Yisrael, or is the theme of this bracha about humanity at large? Now, if we start at the beginning, which we're going to do now, and we look through this, we will encounter, let's just do it, okay? Modim anachnu lach, we thank you. Okay, so we already have here the word anachnu, which is we. We talked in the past, in the previous class, about what we means in Shmoneh Esrei, but we could either mean the kihila, the community that we're a part of, or it could mean the Jewish people at large. More instinctively, it means the Jewish people at large. As in fact, we go on to say, Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Le'olam Va'ed, right? For you, Hashem, are the God of us and of our ancestors. Okay, so this is clearly a reference to the Jewish people, Tzur Chayenu, the rock of our lives, Magen Yishenu, the protector of our salvation. And so the bracha begins with very clear, explicit reference to the Jewish people. However, when we move on through the tefillah, something is a little bit different from some of the other brachos of Shmoneh Esrei that reference the Jewish people. Hey, what do we thank Hashem for? For Chayenu HaMesirim B'Yadecha, for our lives that are in your hands. V'al Nishmosenu HaPekudos Lach, for our souls that are in your keeping. V'al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, and your miracles which are with us every day. V'al Niflosecha V'Tavosecha Shebechol Eis, and for your miracles and good things that are with us at all times. We continue to offer praise that Hashem Tov Ki Lo Chalu Rachamecha, your mercy is not ending, your kindness is also not ending. Me'olam Kivinu Lach, we have always hoped for you. Va'al Kulam Yisbarach Yisramam Shimcha Malkeinu Tamid Le'olam Va'ed, and for all of these things, may your name be blessed forever. We're not going to talk about Al Hanisim today. That's for other occasions. Now, you'll notice that we started off talking about the Jewish people, but then we move on to much more general themes of gratitude to Hashem for various things. Notice that the things that we're thanking Hashem for here are not anything that are unique to the Jewish people, right? We're not thanking Hashem here for as for Yerushalayim or for any special thing he's done for the Jewish people, right? The theme of this bracha is not parochial like some of the other brachos are in Shmoneh Esrei. The themes here are not particularly parochial, even though we began by speaking about the Jewish people. Well, we now, so we describe God here as the God of our forefathers, right, of our ancestors, but unlike in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, where the whole theme turned into one about the merit of those forefathers, of those ancestors, here, even though we talk about God as the God of our ancestors, we don't really build on that theme at all in the continuation of this. And then look what happens at the end of the bracha, right? I wonder what you think this phrase means. V'chol hachayim yoducha sela. All of the living will thank you. Now, that can be translated either all of the living will thank you, or more as a prayer, may all of the living thank you. V'halalu es shimcha be'emes. And all of the living will praise your name truthfully. Hakel Yeshua Seinu V'ezraseinu Sela. God who is our salvation and our help. Baruch atah Hashem, hatov shimcha, your name is good, ulechana elahodos, and it is proper and appropriate and good to offer gratitude to you. This bracha doesn't end like Magen Avraham, mention of Avraham. It doesn't end like Hamavarech es amo Yisrael bashalom, right, with a reference to Yisrael, or like so many other brachos of Shmoneh Esrei that talk about Yisrael. It's just a general statement about God being the proper address for our gratitude because he provides so many things that we should be grateful for. And it's very striking that while at the beginning of the bracha, we are clearly speaking from the perspective of the Jewish people, Modim Anachnu Lach and Hashem who is Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, at the end of the bracha, that seems to have been forgotten. And the group of people that we're talking about offering gratitude to God is Chol Hachayim, all of the living. Yodu Chasela v'halalu es shimcha be'emes. Now, that would, at least at first glance, seem to be a reference to all living things. And probably not to inanimate objects, but a reference to, as we had seen in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, to humanity at large. Certainly that's the simple reading of that phrase. So whereas in all of the other brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, we seem to have some clarity as to whom we were talking about, this bracha seems to transition from the Jewish people to humanity at large without any clear means of transition from one to the other. Okay, and the line that we are ultimately looking to focus on, the addition for the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Chsov L'Chaim Tovim, right, is explicitly about the Jewish people, right, Kol B'nei V'risecha, all of the members of your covenant. Okay, so I'd like, with that kind of question mark now in our minds of what exactly is this Brach of Shmur, who exactly is this Brach of Shmoneh Esrei about? I want to take us on a detour. Once again, as we did with the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, and to look at the bracha of Modim in its entirety, without focusing in particular on the more narrow questions that we've just been talking about, and learn something I think very important about this bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei, which will I think then help us understand the more narrow questions that we've been looking at a little bit better. And what I'd like to do now is to ask an even more general question than the ones we have been asking about Shmoneh Esrei and about some of the brachos in Shmoneh Esrei. And that is the following. Shmoneh Esrei has a lot of words. Okay. Many of those words are verbs. Every verb has a subject. Okay. I want to ask this question. What, or who rather, is the subject of the verbs in Shmoneh Esrei? And if we begin to take a tour through the Shmoneh Esrei, we will notice something which maybe you've noticed before, maybe you haven't, maybe you think it's striking, maybe you don't. But if we work our way through the Shmoneh Esrei, and we're not going to read every word, I'll just won't do enough to make the point, you will notice, well, let's start looking. What's the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei starts with a lot of adjectives, okay? But the first verb is, right here, is gomel. Gomel chasadim tovim. Right? The provider of provides kindness, right? Who's the subject of that verb? Of course, the subject of that verb is God, right? Kone hakol. God is the kone hakol. God is the zocher chaste avos. He's the mevi goel of nevenehem. And so on and so forth. He's the Ozer, he's the Moshiach, he's the Magen. Okay? And in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, which we went through in detail last time, right? Atah Gibor Li'olam Hashem, Mechaye Mesim Atah, all of the great kindnesses that God does for humanity are described here in this bracha. And of course, all of those verbs are all verbs of which Hashem is the subject. Rofei Choli, Matir Asurim, Mechaye Memunaso Lishenei Afar. And if you... we're not going to spend the time to do this in such granular detail, but if you look through the Shmoneh Esrei, you will in fact discover that with very rare exceptions, and we'll talk about the exceptions in a moment, the subject of virtually every verb in Shmoneh Esrei is God. And the most obvious way to think about that is to think about the concluding bracha of every bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei, right? Mechaye Mesim. Right, Hakel HaKadosh doesn't have a verb, but it's still a description of God. Right, Chonein Hadas, Rofei Cholim, Mekabed Ziknei Amo Yisrael, Bonei Yerushalayim, and so on and so forth. HaMachazir Shechina Sol Tzion, one after the other, after the other, after the other. The Shmoneh Esrei is, in a certain sense, by and large, a description of God, right? A description of various things that he does. And even when we turn to the center of Shmoneh Esrei, in the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, the 13 brachos that form the middle section of the Shmoneh Esrei, where we are asking for things, right? There too, it is God who is the doer, right? Atacho nein la'adam das, umulamed la'enosh bina. And when we ask God to do things, we are asking him to do things. So the verbs are still a reference to God. Karvenu malkenu la'avodasecha. Hachazirenu b'shuva shleima lefanecha. Even when we're talking about doing tshuva, right? We're not talking, we're asking Hashem to bring us to do tshuva. Right? Salach lanu avinu, mechal lanu malkenu, kimachel v'saleachata. We can, skip ahead to the more sort of communal part of the Shmoneh Esrei, and see the same thing, right? Yehemu rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu, right? Technically, there the subject of the verb is the rachamim of Hashem rather than Hashem himself, but the mercy of God. Please return to Yerushalayim. Okay, I think the point is made. I don't want to just get boring here. Okay, so the point is that throughout the Shmoneh Esrei, God is the actor. And either we're describing God acting or we're asking God to act, but every verb in the Shmoneh Esrei, by and large, is a description of God doing something. Okay, now, so that I don't get a barrage of complaints after the shiur, let me take a couple of minutes to point to the exceptions, which I do know are there, and point out, though, that those exceptions don't really undo this theme at all. Okay. The first exception that I'm aware of is in the third bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei, where we say, Atah Kadosh, you are holy, Shimcha Kadosh, and your name is holy, Ukedoshim b'chol yom yehalelucha sela, right? And holy ones praise you every day, right? So that verb, praise, that is praise that's being given to God by the Kedoshim, by the holy ones. So it is those holy ones that are the subject of that verb. excuse me. Probably, and this could be, I'm sure, is the subject of some interpretive debate, the simple meaning of that that subject is that the Kedoshim is a reference to the angels, to the Malachim, right? Just like we have in Kedusha, which we say during the Chazan's repetition of the Shemona Esrei, which is an elaboration on this bracha of Shemona Esrei, right? Where we talk about how the psukim and the neviim that refer to the angels praising God every day, right? Kadosh, 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 and so on. So this is a reference to the angels rather than to God himself, which is not such a departure from our theme here. Even if you wanted to somehow interpret this as a reference to the Jewish people and that we are holy and we daven every day, it is still the case that this verb is all in service, right, of the theme of the bracha, which is God's holiness. Okay, but the simple meaning of this is that it is a reference to the angels. If we look at other examples here, we have the phrases chatanu and pashanu, right? That we sinned, right? Which we are the subject, right? But of course there, that's all just subordinate to the main point of the sentence, which is where we say to Hashem, slach lanu, right? The main verb of the sentence is that God should forgive us because we have sinned, right? So the central actor here, is still, of course, the Ribono Shel Olam. We have, in the bracha of Rifa'inu of healing the sick, so we have a couple of passive verbs, right? Rifa'inu Hashem, we ask Hashem to heal us, v'nei rafe, and we shall be healed, right? So technically, we are the subject of that verb, v'nei rafe, but it's a passive verb, right, in which we are being acted upon rather than acting, right? Same thing with v'niva she'a. Okay, there are a couple of other very minor examples in the Shemona Esrei. Later on, when we ask for Hashem to return the royal line of David HaMelech, the dynasty of King David, so we say Kivishu Ascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, because we have hoped for your salvation every day. So the subject of the verb kivinu, hoped, is us. Again, all in a subordinate phrase about really being about God's saving us. Finally, I'll just mention one more. I think I've covered all of them, in fact, with maybe one minor exception. And so I'll just mention one more, which is v'sechazena einenu b'shulcha l'tzion barachamim, right? Where we daven that our eyes should see the return your return, we say to God, to Yerushalayim. So technically it is our eyes that are the subject of that verb to see, right? But what does that mean? That's just a way of saying we're hoping for God to act. It's all about God returning to Yerushalayim. Okay. So I hope I've succeeded in making the point, right? That the entirety of Shemona Esrei, really without exception, as far as I can tell, the subject of the verbs in Shemona Esrei is God, except for the one huge exception, which is our bracha that we're looking at now, okay? And that's the bracha of Modim. Modim is unique among all of the brachos of the Shemona Esrei. It is the only bracha, but how does it begin? The very first word, Modim Anachnu Lach, right? We thank you. And it's God who, in a certain sense, is in the subordinate phrases, right? Why do we thank you? Because you are the master of all of these things, right? And because of that, we are thanking you. And so we begin with a verb at the beginning. Just one second, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. This whole paragraph is almost really kind of one long sentence, which we'll get back to in a moment. And then we conclude this section with another such expression, Me'olam kivinu lach, right? We have always hoped for you. We are grateful to you, and we hope for you. And then as we continue here, God is the subject, but now it's passive verbs in which technically God is the subject, but he's really the object. Just like we said before, in another case, right, where fa'inu Hashem v'nei rafei, where God is acting and then we are being healed. So here we have a similar thing, al kulam yisbarach v'yisromam shimcha malkeinu, right? Your name will be praised, will be blessed, right? By whom? By us, right? And so we are the actors here in this bracha. And again, at the end, v'chol ha'chayim yoducha sela, the all of the living will thank you. V'halalu ashimcha be'emes, and they will praise you. Okay, and then, and not only that, right? The same thing is true. The only bracha in Shmona Esrei in which this is true, in the chasima, in the concluding bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, hatov shimcha. Your name is good. Ulachana elahodos, and it is good and proper to thank you. Right? God is not the one doing the thanking. God is the one being thanked. Okay. So we see that modim is in a very, very prominent way, completely different from every single one of the other brachos of Shmona Esrei. excuse me a second. Now, with that in mind, let's now think a little bit about, well, okay, let me ask an even simpler question first, right? Well, why is that? Why is it that there's one bracha of Shmona Esrei different from all of the others in which we are the ones doing something, right?
Can I interject?
Yes, please.
Okay. You spoke before also, before Modim, Atah Kadosh, and mm-hmm. everything else. I think this is a simple statement to the Kadosh Baruch Hu with closing the Gvorot. It's just a closing of Gvorot, and then during the week we have all the personnel that we're asking Hashem.
Right.
And then after that, like you say, all that we're asking for Hashem for many, many, many things, and then I think it's natural, after asking so much, to thank Hashem. And also the last pasuk of Modim, it's not finishing with the little five words that you said, but Alakol Modim Anachnu Lach, that's really, it's all together, that it's really all a long thank you message from
correct.
The word Modim,
Kelechana Elohodot. Certainly, right, correct. Okay, so and that's the way that that halachically the Shmona Esrei is required to be built, right? Is with praise followed by requests followed by gratitude, yeah. Right?
That's, even that's Shabbat. Right.
And okay, I need to continue here. What's the point here? So the point here is that yes, the Shmona Esrei consists of these three parts, like you were just saying, right? That we are describing the greatness of God. Then we are asking for things, which is about God doing something. But when it comes to the Hodah, to the gratitude part of Shmona Esrei, right? That's the time when it's we who have to do something. The rest of Shmona Esrei is about asking God to do things. And here we are offering gratitude. That's the verb, modim. We thank you. But if we look at this a little bit more, let's look at this a little bit more careful. And now let's return to the question of who are we talking about here? Okay. So we say, Modim Anachnu Lach. We thank you. Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu Li'olam Va'ed. For you are our God forever. Tzur Chayenu, Magen Yishenu, the rock of our lives, the protector of our salvation, atahu, right? You are all of those things. Okay, now let I'm going to take another little detour, but it's an important one to develop the theme that we're looking at. As you see in the siddur that I've reproduced on the screen here, there is a period over here. Okay, now there is a rather I'm not sure if it's anything, if it's something that any of you have ever looked at before, right? But there's a rather well-known ambiguity in this sentence that we are in the middle of. And there's a big question about whether that period is in the right place. In most Siddurim, this is where the period appears, right? Where what we say is, you Hashem, right? Tohu Hashem Elokei Elokeinu V'Aseinu Le'olam Va'ed, right? You are our God forever. Tzur Chayenu Magen Yishenu Atohu L'dor V'dor, right? You are our Tzur, our rock, and our protector forever. Now, and then there's a new sentence, right? Nodelecha onas haper tihilasecha. We will thank you, or we do thank you, either we do or we will, and we nesaper tihilasecha, and we will talk about your greatness or your praises for various things, as we'll see in a minute. We will thank you for our lives that are in your hands and our souls that are handed over to you, and so forth. The other reading of this sentence puts that period not over here, but puts that period between these two words. Puts the period after the word who. I've always found this reading to be more compelling. I think I heard maybe Rav Herschel Schechter quote that Rav Soloveitchik preferred this reading too. That puts the period here, and it says Tzur Chayenu Malgenish Einu Atahu. Right, you are our rock. You are our protector. And the words Lador Vador are the beginning of the next sentence. Lador Vador Nodelecha Onesaperti Hilasecha. Right, forever and that throughout the generations we will thank you. The words Lador Vador, right, throughout the generations, fits better with something that is talking about the future than something that is talking about the present. Right, the previous sentence was talking about the present. You are Atahu. Nodelecha is we will. Right, and that fits much better with Lador Vador. Okay, either way. Okay, well, I'm gonna read it the second way, but what I'm about to say doesn't turn on that issue. Either way, there's an important transition that's happening with this new sentence, either beginning Lador Vador or beginning Nodelecha. And that is that the beginning of Modim is about the present. Starting here, it's about the future, right? Modim Anachnu Lach is in the present tense. We thank you. And Nodelecha is we will thank you. And we, in other words, not only are we doing it now, but we are promising to continue doing so, to continue doing so. What are we going to do? We're going to thank you, and we're going to talk about the great things, and we're going to, we're going to kind of sing your praises, Nesaperati Hilasecha. For what? We're going to thank you, offer our gratitude, and sing your praises for our lives that are in your hands, which you continue to maintain beyond the Shmosecha, Mishmosenu, Apkudos Lach, and our souls, which are in your keeping, right? Pkudos has the connotation of meaning like if you give something to somebody to watch for you, so he's kind of a watchman over it. Nishmosenu, Apkudos Lach. That's an idea that we use in our nighttime tfilos about when we go to sleep, right? That like our neshama is taken by God and then returned in the morning. V'al nisecha shebechayom imanu, and we thank you for the miracles that are with us every day. V'al niflosecha v'tovosecha shebechaleis, and the miracles and the good things that you do at all times. Okay, now here's my big question for you. Erev v'voker v'tzaharayim. What does that mean? Evening, morning, and afternoon. Now, if I could really open the floor, and then maybe I would here. I think it might be a little too complicated in this Zoom environment to do this. But if I ask you, what is the era of evoke? What is happening every evening, every morning, and every afternoon? What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Answers in the chat, if you like.
Oh, in the chat. Okay, you're saying people can answer in the chat.
Yes, that's less complicated than everybody unmuted.
Okay, good. So what is happening every evening, every morning, and every afternoon? What is that talking about? So the most natural understanding of those words, I think the way probably most people understand it when they're saying Shmona Esrei, is, well, what was just said a second ago? It says, Niflosecha v'tovosecha, Shebechol Ace, right? At all times. And Erev Voker Vitzaharayim seems like just a further emphasis, right? A more emphatic description that we are grateful to Hashem for the things that you do for us at all times, and not just, you know, every day, but all the time, every morning, every evening, every afternoon, right? It's a way to further emphasize how grateful we are, our recognition of the constancy of God's gifts to us. Okay? Now, that's a perfectly reasonable reading. It comes off a little bit strange, since there's a certain parallelism with the previous phrase, right? Those are kind of parallel, b'chol yom, b'chol es. The addition of Erev Avoker v'Tzaharayim makes it a little bit clunky. Okay. But in fact, almost certainly, that reading is incorrect. And the reason why I think that a lot of people miss the correct reading of this is that sometimes when a sentence is very long, by the time you get to the end, you forget what was said at the beginning, right? All of these things, right? Al chayinu ha-misrim biyadecha, al neshmoseinu ha-bekudos lach, al nisecha shebecham imanu, that's a long list, right? Al this, al, we are thanking Hashem for A, for B, for C, for D, right? How did that sentence begin? That sentence began, l'dor v'dor nodelecha unesaper tehilasecha. Right? Forever and ever, we will thank you and we will sing your praises. What will we sing your praises for? Chayinu ha-misrim biyadecha. Anishmoseinu ha-pekudos lach. V'anisecha shebach yom imanu. V'anifosecha v'tovosecha shebach ales. Erev v'voker v'tzaharayim. Evening, morning, and afternoon. So what's the evening, morning, and afternoon modifying? It's modifying the beginning of the sentence. Right? What we're saying is, we are going to thank you and sing your praises every evening, every morning, and every afternoon. Right? That whole middle of the sentence needs to be put between two dashes, right? We're gonna thank you forever and ever throughout the generations. We not only are we thanking you right now, modim anachnu lach, but also nodelecha unesaper tehilasecha. We're also gonna do it again. We're gonna continue doing so. And what are we going to be thanking you for? We're going to be thanking you for A, B, C, and D. Erev Avoker v'Tzaharayim. We're going to do it every evening, every morning, and every afternoon. What's that, of course, then a reference to? It's a reference to Shacharis, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Exactly. It's a reflexive reference to the Shmona Esrei itself, right? In which in Modim, we are not only offering our gratitude to Hashem, but we're saying we're going to keep doing this. I'm not only davening Shmona Esrei and offering my thanks to you right now at what it's 1:40 p.m. Okay, so now it's Mincha. Okay, at least where I am in New York, it's 1:40 p.m. Right. So, but I'm gonna do it again Erev tonight, and I'm gonna do it again in the Boker in the morning and tomorrow morning, and every day we're gonna be thanking you for all of these things, because since the great things that you do for which we are grateful are B'chol Yom Imanu, they're with us every day. Then we will continue to do so in the future. I think that's the cleanest reading of this and so we are now sorry, I'm going to stop sharing the screen again for a moment. Now that we've looked at this, we're going to get back to the text in a moment. Let's get back to what we talked about all the way at the beginning, which is, who is this about, right? The Jewish people, everybody, right? So as we said, this bracha explicitly talks about the Jewish people at the beginning. Modim anachnu lach. Sha'atah Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, you're our God. Well, now that we have looked more carefully at the theme of this bracha, right? The only bracha in which we are the subject of the verb, right? The only bracha in which we're doing something. Well, it makes, of course, perfect sense. That whom are we, who is it that's thanking Hashem? Who are we describing? We're describing the Jewish people, right? Because we are the ones who, in fact, have the obligation to daven, right? We are thanking him as part of Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei is a mitzvah for us to do. We're the ones who are doing it. And nodelecho nesaperti lasecha in the future, erev voker v'tzaharayim, right? Well, who's going to continue doing that? That's us, right? So it's like I said, it's kind of a reflexive reference to the Shmona Esrei. Okay. And we then conclude with this very brief sentence, which just continues in the general theme. Your God is so good. His rachamim, his mercy does not end. The Al-Kulam, and for all of these things that we've just been describing until now, by the way, this is all why Al-Hanisim begins in the middle of a sentence, right? What is Al-Hanisim? For Al-Hanisim, the Al-Apurkan, for the miracles, But that's for the what for the miracles, right? Al Hanisim is a continuation of the sentence that began Modim, right? Or Nodelecho, and it said, we thank you for the Nisim in the Porkan and the Gvuros and the Chuos, right? The same thing in benching where we say Nodelecho, right? Al Hanisim is a continuation of that sentence. In any case, V'al Kulam, and for all of these things, may your name be blessed and praised forever. What's the next line of this bracha then? V'chol ha'chayim yodu chasela. So what do you think that means now? I'll open the floor for another moment. Well, the whole time we were talking about the Jewish people. And suddenly now we're talking about v'chol ha'chayim. So what's the, why are we suddenly talking about everybody? Well, remember, what are we thanking Hashem for in Modim? We're not thanking him for Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're not thanking him for giving us the Torah. We're not thanking him for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? We're not thanking him for, it's not like the bracha on Yontif where we say, right? You chose us from all the nations. We're thanking him for life and for the miracles of life, for keeping our souls, right? The kinds of things that and the miraculous things that happen every day that make the world go round, right? The things for which we are thanking God in this bracha are universal things, not parochial things. Okay? And so we say, we thank you. And not only do we thank you, we're going to continue to thank you. And ve'al kulam, and for all of these things, may your name be praised and blessed forever. And then what do we say? V'chol ha'chaim yodu chasela, right? We wish that it wouldn't be just us, right? In other words, it's true. We were given the Torah. We have mitzvos. We have to daven 3 times a day. We have to say Shmona Esrei. We're the ones who are doing it now. We're the ones who are going to do it again tonight and tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. But it would be great if it wasn't just us. Sorry, can we mute? Somebody has some...
I'm not going to.
Oh, we'll finish this and then we'll go. Yeah, yeah. Could be the Kol HaChaim is all humanity. If you close that, you reduce the, you do something.
I'm sorry, I muted myself. I didn't realize. My apologies. So that we say, may all of we're the ones who are doing it now. We're the ones who are going to do it tonight and tomorrow morning. But we wish that Chol HaChaim Yedu Chasela, that all living things would do so. All of the things that we're thankful for are things that all human beings could be thankful for their lives and their neshamos and the miracles of the everyday world. And the final bracha, therefore, is just kind of ambiguous. It doesn't say anything about us. It's just saying that you are the proper address for gratitude for the basic things in this world. Okay. That's a one way to read the conclusion of this bracha. Okay. I'm going to offer another one in a minute, but that's one, I think, very neat a way to understand the transition from the focus on the Jewish people to what seems like a focus on humanity at large as a transition from description to prayer, right? We're describing what we're doing and what we're going to continue to do, and then we move to a wish for it to become more universal. Now, having looked at this bracha now in its entirety, let's come back to our Aseres Yimei Tshuva edition. Uchsov l'chaim tovin kol b'nei v'risecha. So this, what is this tefillah doing here? What is this tefillah doing here? Just one second. Yeah. And by thinking a little bit more carefully about this, I think we might come up with an alternative way, as I mentioned a moment ago, to read the end of this bracha. So putting aside for a moment the V'chol HaChayim part and just looking at in what context does Uchsov L'chaim Tovim come up? It comes up in the context of everything that came before. Modim Anachnu Lach, No Delecho Nesaper Tehil Asecha, Era Vavoker V'tzaharayim. We're going to continue offering gratitude for all those wonderful things. V'Yalkulam Yisparach V'Yisramam Shemcha Malkeinu, your name, may your name be praised forever for those things. And then we offer a tefillah. Please inscribe for a good life all of the Jewish people, all of the members of your covenant. Why are we asking for that now? What did we just get through saying? We just got through saying we are offering you gratitude. And not only are we offering you gratitude, we are going to continue to offer you gratitude every day. We're going to keep davening. And then we say, please inscribe all of the Jewish people for life. Well,
we why? Realize you are the source of all the good in our life. So we, therefore, we can ask you to continue being the source and give us good.
Okay, perhaps, right? That because we are thanking Hashem for life, Achinu HaMesirim B'Yadecha, so now we say, well, you know, let's keep having it, okay? 100%. I think there's a part two to that that's maybe a little more subtle and a kind of more pointed. In this bracha, we not only said that we are doing something, we also said that we're going to keep doing it. No delecha unesaper tilasecha. I'm not just davening Shmon Esrei right now. I'm going to do it again tonight and tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Well, when we're saying that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, at the time when Sifrei Chayim b'Sifrei Meisim P'suchim Lefanav, right, when God is sitting in judgment and we're saying Unesana Tokef, right? We don't usually say things like that on Rosh Hashanah, right? You know what? I'm going to keep doing this next week, right? When we're thinking about next week on Rosh Hashanah, we're thinking about whether we're going to be here next week, right? It's kind of natural at this point in the Shmona Esrei, when we've said, I'm offering my gratitude to you, Hashem, and I'm going to keep doing it. No delachon esaper tilasecha. I'm going to keep doing it tonight and tomorrow morning and the next day and the day after that. Right? And we say, wait a second. I hope I'm still here then, so I can do it again. Right? Uchsov l'chaim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. Right? We ask Hashem to please inscribe in the book of life all of the members of your covenant, all these people that we've been, it's not just about me, right? We've been saying, no delecha, we are going to keep doing this. We're going to keep offering you gratitude. And we take a moment to say, and we hope that everybody who's doing it today will still be here tomorrow. And we ask you to please keep them here for tomorrow. To do it again. And so this idea that modim is the one bracha of Shmona Esrei where we are the actors, right? Where there's something that's important that we're doing. We're not just talking about what Hashem can do. There's something that we can do in response to everything that Hashem does, and we do it every day. We also offer a tefillah to give us, please, the opportunity to be able to continue to do so. Now, with that in mind, though, that opens up a whole new possibility for what the end of the bracha means, right? All along, I've been suggesting that v'chol hachayim, sorry, I keep scrolling unnecessarily, that v'chol hachayim yodu chasela, that all the living will offer you thanks. And all along, I've been suggesting that Chol HaChayim means not just the Jewish people, but all of humanity. And that's a very nice and interesting theme, and maybe it's correct. But there's another possibility here, which is that what does V'chol HaChayim Yadu Chasela, all the living will offer you praise, mean? After we just got through saying, Modim Anachnu Lach, and No Delecha Nesaper Tehil Asecha. Maybe this isn't intended as an expansion to the universal. Maybe in a certain sense, it's the opposite. Maybe what we're recognizing is that we just said we are offering you praise and we're going to continue to offer you praise. But suddenly we recognize that, well, only the living can do that. Chol hachayim yadu chasela. When we say that in the future, no delecha unesaper tilasecha, well, that's not necessarily true. it's only the living that will be able to continue to do that and to be halu as shimcha be'emes. Those who are no longer among the living will not be able to do that. So in a certain sense, this could be read as a constriction of what came before, that that we who are going to continue to offer you thanks and praise is limited to the percentage of we that are still going to be around. If you read it that way, then Uchsov l'chaim tovim kol b'nevri secha is even more significantly placed, right, in this bracha, because right before we say that it's only the living that are going to be able to continue to do this, we offer a tefillah to please uchsov l'chaim tovim kol b'nevri secha, please keep us among the living so that we can be one of those kol ha'chaim yoducha sela, right, that will be able to continue doing so in the future. And so we say at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Zachreinu L'chaim, right, in the context of the Zachus Avos, we just mentioned that the merit, in the merit of the Avos, God wants to do good things for their descendants, right? And so we say, please keep us alive in their merit. When we describe the great chesed of Hashem to all of the world, we say, Micha Mocha, who is like you, who is Zocher Yitzurav L'chaim, who remembers all of his creations. And when we are in the midst of offering our gratitude to God and talking and promising to continue doing so, we ask Hashem to keep us around so that we can continue doing so. And when we get to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, when we are asking for the whole laundry list of good things that we want, bracha and shalom and parnasa, right? We make a special request during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Let me conclude with one final point, and I'll hopefully have the 2 minutes to take questions. There's one particular element that's present in Uchsov, and this the last one that we've been talking about, that wasn't present before in Zachreinu. Zachreinu l'chaim melech hafetz b'chaim v'chasveinu b'sefer hachaim. Right, we say kasveinu b'sefer hachayim, right? But in Uchsov, we don't just say inscribe us for life. Right? There's an extra word, and that's tovim. Uchsov l'chaim tovim kol b'nei v'risach. Right? When we're davening to Hashem during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're not only asking for life. Right? Most of us are in Emir Tzah Hashem during the Yomim Noraim, are going to be davening for a lot more than just life. We want to daven for a good life, for good things. Okay, but there's always a deeper question that's present in, well, actually, let me rephrase that. In the context of that we've been talking about it, what's the good life? Hey, that's about as basic a question as there gets in humanity, right? But what's the good life, right? Uchsov l'chaim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. Well, what are we really asking for in that context? Modim anachnu lach, no delcho nesaper tehilasecha, right? Uchsov l'chaim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. The specific thing that we're talking about when we say uchsov l'chaim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha is that we want to be one of the chayim so that what? So that kol ha'chayim yodu chasela, right? In other words, we recognize when we ask Hashem for life on Rosh Hashanah during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that we're not turning to God purely selfishly, right? We want life. We want to be happy. We want good things to happen. We want to be healthy. We want, right? But why are we here to begin with? Right? Why not just leave? Why do we want to stick around? Right? Well, God has put us here with a purpose. And when we talk to God about wanting that life, maybe every once in a while, we should explain to him that, well, we'd like to stay alive so that we can accomplish our purpose. The reason you put us here to begin with, right? And there's no better context for that than the bracha of Modim, the only bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei where we're actually doing something. And all the rest of the brachos, we're just asking for ourselves, things for us, right? I want health. I want livelihood, right? But here we're thanking Hashem for giving us life, right? Well, why did he give it to us? He gave it to us to to live a life of purpose, to live a life of avoda, to live a life of service to him and to other people. And so we're asking him to keep us alive so that we can be one of the people who's going to be noda lecha unesaper tihi lasecha tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And so we ask Hashem to inscribe us not just in life, but in sov l'chaim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha, so that we don't just daven during a service yimei tshuva, but that we'll be around to be able to keep davening and doing what God wants us to do in the coming year as well. Okay, thank you. Well, still a couple of minutes left. If anybody has any questions, I know there were some in the chat.
Can I interject something?
Please.
When you start in the beginning, Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed, the bracha, we refer for all that Hashem really plans our life. And when we come to Modim, I think the Erev Avoker, Vatzaraim, we mentioned that it is the Tfilot, Mincha, Arvit, and Shacharit. What about the meals? The meals that we are eating three times a day. And this is for everybody.
Okay, I mean, listen, the Shmona Esrei doesn't, I mean, there's no reference there to eating. Also, it's worth noting that three meals a day is actually a rather modern phenomenon. If you look through the Chazal, their presumption, generally speaking, is that there were two meals a day, except on Shabbos, where there's a special mitzvah to have a third one. So I don't really see very much of a connection here with food. I understand what you're saying, because when we're thanking Hashem for providing our basic needs, so there's a certain sense in which, you know, eating is, and the food we have is a basic need, and we thank Hashem on that schedule. But I don't really see that as being the reason
is that I'm thinking about that because you're right in the middle of Tfilah, right? In the middle of Shmona Esrei. And I don't see that Mincha, the other tefillot, will be a part of the same tefillah because you are right in the midst of Shmona Esrei when you're discussing. So Erev Tzonayim Vavoker, it's just you multiplying yourself right now because you're one of the tefillot. So why should there be an addition?
Okay. Listen. I mean, to me, to me, it seems to make sense that if we're davening, we're talking about the next time we daven too. If you disagree, then
no,
fine.
No. I mean, this is my.
Okay. Is anybody else who has any comments? I see there's one thing there's one question in the chat that I didn't quite understand about something about a reflexive verb. I wasn't sure what that meant. If whoever asked that wants to comment, then please do.
A reflexive verb is an action you do on yourself.
I know what it means. I'm not sure what your question was. Which verb are you referring to? That we.
Lehitpalel.
Oh, lehitpalel. Oh, okay. Got it. So that's a much broader question, which maybe the subject should be the subject of another shiur, right? Of what's the purpose of davening, right? Altogether. And what is it accomplishing? And so why do we describe davening that way? And davening, in fact, consists of these three parts, right? Of, famously of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodaya, of praise and requests and gratitude. Which one of those, the word lehispalel most accurately reflects is a good question. And in general, it's a very good question, right? Why is it reflexive? And that's really a question for another time, but okay. Anybody else? Okay.
Yes, in the chat want to elaborate or ask about their question that wasn't addressed in the chat.
Oh, I see somebody asked the question, could B'nai B'rit Secha refer to all of Hashem's creation? So I think the answer to that is no. I think that's precisely what B'nai B'ris means. B'ris means the covenant, which is a reference, your covenant is a reference to the covenant with the Jewish people. There's no B'ris really between God and all of creations, except I guess for the one with, the rainbow B'ris with Noah. I don't see that as really being what that's about. Okay. Well, thank you all. Next week we will be moving on to another topic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love it.
Love it.
You're a wonderful teacher.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, everybody.